Mr. Lacates.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Bill.
This is a continuation of the CDBG public hearing that was held last Tuesday night for some concerns of some communities in the county. As their input, I have met with the community president and some of the community leaders of Lucas, Polly Branch, and Westbury Hope also spoke, and they are under the agreement that they wanted to come in, so we went back and kind of did some numbers per the recommendation of the council. So the primary budget page that you have in front of you stayed the same. We did you put in $45,000 for Royal Milton, Lucas Development mainly. Their concerns was three or four failing septic systems, and you heard their talk concerning that Milton at the present time wasn't planning on allowing them to hook up to the system that was near them or running by. So we thought in the best interest that we needed to take care of those septic. So we put in for $45,000 for them. Polly Branch had some concerns for some housing rehabilitation, as most communities do, and we put in $50,000 for them. We also carried, and these are still under the scattered site, but made a line item for West Rehoboth for housing rehabilitation of $50,000. They are the primary concerns. Coverdale Crossroads was here, but we had them including. Most of the members that were here had work, some type work at one time or another. It was a pleasant surprise. It was a public hearing. It's probably one of the best I've had as far as participation from the community and community leaders. That is the new budget page. It still totals $3,145,000. The admin of $150,000 that the state would contribute stays the same. The rest of the page is pretty much the same as we went over the public hearing last week. I do have a change in the resolution, but I guess we need to open it for any last comments or
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Do councilmen have any questions of Mr. Lacates?
No, I think you did a good job of just taking the same amount of money and spreading it around a little bit, you know. Thanks.
Okay, at this point in time, we will open the continued public hearing to public participation. From the hearing last week, the proposed change that has been made in application one is to include the Lucas community within the funding category for rural Milton and to include the Polly Branch community in the funding line for rural Selbyville. Lucas and Milton are $45,000 as proposed, and Selbyville, Polly Branch are $50,000. Is there anyone here as a member of the public who has an interest in this matter and would like to be heard? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. Does anyone have any final questions before the record of the public hearing is closed?
Who's got the motion?
We will close the public hearing. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Beat it.
Your motion.
Please.
I do want, if I may, the community leaders that were here want me expressed, and also from myself, my staff, the county council, and thank them for their continued support for housing rehabilitation and the programs like this for the low and very low-income citizens of Sussex County, and I thank you. The resolution shall read, endorsing projects to be submitted to the Delaware State Housing Authority for funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and authorizing David B. Baker, County Administrator, to submit applications, whereas the Sussex County Council resolves to apply for community development funds from the Delaware State Housing Authority in accordance with appropriate regulations governing community development block grant. State of Development Program for block grants as contained in Section 570-488-499-24 CFR, U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And whereas Sussex County has met the application requirements of Attachment E, Delaware Community Block Grant Program policies and procedures, citizen participation requirements, and whereas Sussex County is eligible to submit application for such grants through the Delaware State Housing Authority, as is stated in the policies procurement manual dated FY207 of the Delaware Community Development Block Grant Program, to earmark amount of $1.1 million each grant for counties and $1.1 million each grant for municipalities, except for infrastructure. Now, therefore, be it resolved in Sussex County Council that after holding public reviews and public hearing on the projects to be included, these applications to the Delaware State Housing Authority for Community Development Funds, endorsing the following project: Scattered Sites 340, Scattered Sites Ocean View, Pine Town, Hookup, Sewer Water, $70,000, Scattered Delmar, Demolition, $20,000, Coverdale Crossroads, $75,000, Housing Rehabilitation, Rural Lincoln, Cedar Creek, $100,000, Housing Rehabilitation, Rural Mountain Lucas, $45,000, Royal Millsburg-Dagsburg, $100,000, Royal Selville Poly Branch, $50,000, Royal Seaford Brickyard Road, $100,000, West Rehoboth, $50,000. All of those were housing rehabilitation. Administration, $150,000, $1.1 million, application number one. Application number two, Blade, $75,000, Storm Drainage, Housing Rehabilitation, $180,000. Application three, Bridgeville, $180,000. Housing Rehabilitation, $20,000 for demolition. Application 4, Ellendale, $150,000 for housing rehabilitation. Application 5, $80,000 for housing rehabilitation. From Frankfurt, $10,000 for demolition. Application 6, Georgetown, $180,000 housing rehabilitation. Application 7, Greenwood, $150,000. Application 8, Laurel, $350,000. Application 9, Lewis, $180,000. Application 10, Melfort, $280,000. Application 11, Mountain, $180,000, and application 12, Selville, $180,000. All of those are also housing rehabilitation. Be it further resolved by the Sussex County Council that Dave B. Baker, County Administrator, is authorized to submit the above mentioned project to the State of Delaware Division of Housing for funding.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Rogers, to adopt the resolution just read by Mr. Lacates. Any questions? Being done, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. Thank you, Mr. Lacates. Great job.
Thanks, Bill.
Mr. Izzo.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hand out.
Good morning.
Just
I have one,
off,
one item on my agenda this morning. It's in reference to a design contract to perform the architectural and engineering work for the expansion of the South Coastal Regional, South Coastal Regional Waste Work.
Yes.
South Coastal Library, not far away. Basically, we have the existing library that serves the Bethany Beach community and the surrounding community, really. It's an existing 10,000 square foot facility, very much used. We have worked with the state of Delaware and we've been able to secure some funding. Basically, the state would contribute $3 million. Sussex County would match 25% of that, 50% of that, 25% of the total funding. Sussex County would provide $1.5 million, and that's already been appropriated through past budgets. And then the Friends of the South Coastal Library were set up to provide $1.5 million. We worked on some preliminary schematics and met with the Friends as well as the librarians and other users of the South Coastal Library. And the program was set up that we wouldn't really be adding any new services at the South Coastal Library. Basically, all the existing divisions, the teen center, the children's group, the adult fiction area. All those areas needed to be inflated, basically, to accommodate the use that's already going on at the library. However, the Friends of the South Coastal Library, who are going to put up $1.5 million, felt like the meeting facility at the library was not small, was not sufficient, not just in size. They wanted to be bigger, but they also want to do different things. They have a feeling that the library should be looked as a cultural center also, not just as a library. On the other hand, we have our library staff that needs to maintain it and operate and maintain the building like it is a library. So basically, we were able to come up. We met last Monday night, and we were able to come up with a compromise. And it looks like we're looking at inflating the size of the meeting room. We basically could afford a room that could seat about 100 people. It's going to be inflated so that it can handle about 125 people, but also have a small stage for presentations. And I think that's a middle ground that would suit both parties. The result is that we had an existing $6 million budget when we prior to the meeting, and it looks like it's going to be up around $6.5 million. But the Friends of the South Coastal Library are pledging that they could raise that additional $500,000. So it looks like the match provided by the Friends will go from $1.5 million up to $2 million. So I think we have everybody on board as far as that goes. As I mentioned, the proposal is for a design contract with Studio Jade. This was a consultant that we selected last summer to handle most of our building projects, and we have a proposed contract amount of $319,000. And what we are proposing to do is once we get into the design and we have our final schematics, we'd like to come in and give a more formal presentation about the direction that the library's going.
Are you also going to go back to South Coast, I guess? You're going to go back once you get designed?
Yeah.
You go back and run it by them just to make sure everybody's cool?
Yeah, I think we, based upon the meeting we had last night, I think they left in a good frame of mind. I think we're all on the same page. And we'll have our monthly team meetings. And we have two members from the Friends that attend our monthly team meeting. So they're actually involved in the process and the direction that the library is taking.
Okay.
Mike, will the state fund the increase in the size for the meeting room?
They will hold their existing funding. In other words, they have already pledged $3 million.
Okay, so
they don't have a problem with the increase in size, but they're not financially set up to increase the level of their funding.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
We're good to go.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute an agreement with Studio Jade for design services for renovations and additions to the South Coastal Library at a cost not to exceed $319,137.26.
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones. It's read by Mr. Izzo. Questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.